listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's the you? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Yes, yes, yes. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And I have my co-host, Bill the Butcher. Oh, there we go. And Will Turbitt, of course, from Demand the Truth.
What up?
Now, yes, guys, this is going to be something that I'm going to enjoy doing a lot, because I have my guest from my previous incarnation of this radio show, and then the TV shows that I do with the Liberty Beacon Television Network and TLB Media Project, etc., 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 and my own network, Truthtainment TV Network. But the real gem here is going from network to network to network, being able to get more exposure. It's not just for myself. I mean, I sit in one place and be happy if I wanted to for forever. But the more I spread, the more my friends get spread. The more these other whistleblowers get to spread. The more platforms, because someone might be not able to get through the door where I can get through the door. And you know me, when I put my foot through the door, you can't close that sucker again. So I say, hey, everybody, party's over here. So that's what I love to do. So today's guest, my good friend, Mr. John Bolenbaugh. Yes, the big oil whistleblower. He's on here with us. How are you doing today?
Great. I'm happy to hear from you, man. It's been a little while, but we've had some really good shows together, and I'm excited to tell everybody, you know, what's been going on over here in America and around the world, and especially with big oil.
Well, you are the man, and you tell your story better than anyone. But this is only an hour show, so I'll go ahead and let you do your quick bio. And I know your story, but I'm going to let my co-host. So you're saying guest co-host because of my Family Case Files TV show. But anyways, I'll let my co-host do their thing. So go ahead.
Well, who's first, Bill or Will?
No, you go ahead. Just go.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. So I'm a Navy veteran. I'm a Bronze Star, and I got a job working for oil companies from my brother. That's one of the top guys in the United States, and soon became a whistleblower after I saw the largest inland oil spill in United States history. We had 40 miles of dead fish. It was probably more than that, but that's what I know about. And we had over 1 million gallons spill into our river of the most toxic oil known to mankind. It's called tar sand oil. It's bitumen from Canada. And it's so thick, it's got peanut butter. It's like peanut butter, and it won't flow through the pipe. And you have to use toluene and hydrogen sulfide and methane and propane and hexane and toluene and all these super toxic chemicals, benzene, to thin it out so that, well, it's like paint thinner, that you have to thin this peanut butter style oil out to get it to flow through the pipe. You need 3 times the heat, 3 times the pressure, And as a result, these pipelines that were built for conventional oil, which actually was a lubricant for the pipelines, is now corrosive. And it's like sandpaper, and it's eating away at the welds. And at the beginning, you know, this was in my hometown. This is where I grew up. And to see, you know, over 1 million gallons of oil in the river, and I didn't know how poisonous it was breathing in these chemicals. We had 30,000 people breathing this stuff in. And it took me a long time to figure this stuff out. But I saw a cover-up. They wanted to turn the pipe back on because they profit from, you know, every day it's on, they make about $10 million. So every day it's turned off, it's lost revenue. And they knew the pipe had 92 cracks in it for 5 years. But they don't want to shut it down to fix it, because if they do, then they're going to lose $500 million to $1 billion in revenue while it's shut down fixing the pipe for half a year or a year. And so what they do is they just extend the work with permits through the government. I don't know why the government allows it, but they do. And when there is a spill, which it'll happen a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it will always leak every day. It can leak up to 2%, and nobody will know it's leaking, not even the oil company, because no alarm will go off. And so we're talking about, let's say it's a 500,000-barrel-a-day pipeline. You know, you can leak thousands of gallons of oil into waterways, into your rivers, streams, the creeks, into your wells, and nobody will know about it, and it will slowly poison all of you or us. And so I started learning a lot of this stuff, how they were falsifying the air sample test, because the supervisors, I've actually interviewed hundreds of workers now, one of them came forward and said, it's our job to dilute it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, when I was hired in, we were told the solution for pollution is dilution. And so when they have a sample and they're going to test it, they will water it down with purified water, so that way no one really knows how contaminated it was. And I went door to door to 1,400 homes, and I had 200 sick people showing up, telling me their cousin died, their brother died, their sister died. One guy lost his son and his wife at Christmas time right after the spill because they were breathing in these toxic chemicals. And none of us knew at the time what was really going on. People were having seizures and they were in comas. And now we have 7 kids with leukemia and hundreds of people with cancer. We had hundreds of dogs and cats die. My dog got a tumor and died. My cat got a tumor and died. And I learned that they profit from these spills. Because they don't shut it down and fix it, when there is a spill, the insurance company hires them to clean up their own mess. And they raise the gas prices in the local area, so they'll make $1 billion just from that. They own the cleanup companies. They own the cleanup materials, so they profit from that. Then they buy all the land in the local area really cheap because nobody wants to live there anymore. And then 2-3 years later, they'll sell it for top dollar because they'll say it's all cleaned up. And when people move into those homes, they sign a document saying that they can't actually sue if they get sick. It's part of the agreement. Another thing is they'll lie because you only can sue for 3 years. So if your kid gets sick in 4 or 5 years and has leukemia, you can't sue them. And they know that, so that's why they lie to everybody. And you don't normally have a person like me in a community that spends 2 entire years, 18 to 20 hours a day, walking 40 miles on one side of the river, digging thousands of holes, and on 40 miles on the other side of the river, looking for a covered-up oil. Now, I saw a lot of it as a worker, so I knew where some of the major areas were, but I'm just one man, and it was hard. And I had a lot of death threats. I got hit over the head. I've had bolts taken out of my wheels. I've had my brake lines cut a couple times. I've had my off-floor of my tires slashed. My gas filter on my RV was loosened up. You can see the player marks. They're trying to make it look like an accident because I have so much evidence and footage now that it would damage them in court, and they don't want to be in court. So the best thing to do is for me to go away from a motorcycle accident or something. But I have testified under oath now. Thank God. You know, 2 weeks before I testified, the bolts were taken out of our motorcycle wheel, and the neighbor saw it. And if he wouldn't have walked over that day and noticed this, because he used to ride motorcycles, me and my wife would be dead right now, and a lot of this information wouldn't be out there. But I gave my footage away for free. The oil company offered me money to sign a gag order, and I told them to F off. I didn't do this for money. I've had Hollywood people ask me if they can, make documentaries and they can make films about this. I've turned them all down, and I did everything for free on YouTube. And I got a documentary, an hour-long documentary out there right now for free, because I don't want people to die because they couldn't afford to watch the film, or they couldn't afford Netflix or HBO. And so my goal in the near future is I got a couple books coming out. We want to make a documentary series that's in more in detail instead of something we threw together in a few months. But I have literally 8 terabytes of footage, 8,000 gigabytes. I went to 8 different spills. It happened. It's the same thing in every spill. It just was in Iowa, and it was disgusting. They had a train spill, and it was flooded at the time, so it went in the Missouri River. It actually went into probably 20 miles of cornfields, and they still harvested that corn, and they fed it to your kids. And so this is serious, and I'm not against oil. I drive a big RV that gets 7 miles a gallon. I'm trying to slow the fossil fuel industry down, and I started a solar company recently, and I'm really pushing solar nationwide. And my goal is to stop the pollution of this water for our future generations.
I'd like to jump in quick and thank you for coming forward and doing what you do. It's amazing. You said you were going down the legal route. I know a few whistleblowers personally, and obviously on the national, international scene too. I feel like a lot of the whistleblowers don't get proper representation. There's not many good lawyers. What has your situation been like as far as what's going on with legal proceedings?
Thanks for asking that. So my first lawsuit I had was against the company that fired me, and it was a subcontractor. And that's what they do. They have all these hundreds of subcontractors working for them with thousands of workers. And that way, if something happens, it's harder to prove liability. And so I won my whistleblower lawsuit against SCT Environmental. And I took a small settlement because the agreement was that they were going to testify against the big company, Enbridge, at court. They weren't going to fight us. And they did testify. And we had a case evaluation with this second lawsuit. Now, the second lawsuit was not for money. It was a tort. I would have made a little bit, not very much. It's not a whistleblower. But the whole thing was I was allowed to have 40 people testify under oath. I have supervisors saying there was a cover-up. Now, the problem is the judge said we couldn't talk about the cover-up. We couldn't talk about oil buried. We couldn't talk about sick residents or dead residents. We couldn't talk about my kidney messed up, my dog dying, my cat dying, my uncle dying, my daughter's deformity. We couldn't talk about any of that. They filed motions to waive all that. And we had a case evaluation where we actually had 3 attorneys from the judge check everything out, and they all signed a document saying I was going to win a jury trial and I would win a financial reward. Again, it's not going to be a lot. But the whole point was to get this into the court system with a jury. 2 weeks before we were supposed to go to court, the judge retires. He drops my case. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if he got paid off. He died 2 months later. I don't know if he had cancer and he took some money, gave it to his grandkids. I honestly have no clue what happened, but I know that I had an amazing case. And I had the subcontractor testify under oath that the big company, Enbridge, told them to release me because I reported a cover-up to the media and to the EPA and stuff. And so Yeah, it's been a long road, but in 5 years of this lawsuit that I had within the two, there's never one single time been a motion that said that I lied about anything. There's never been a sentence that said John Bonneball falsified this information, or he lied about this, or he edited this video improperly, or he took it out of context. Matter of fact, when I first started doing this, I didn't even know how to edit videos. I had a BlackBerry phone. Those little things are horrible. And I didn't know that this was going to be as big as it was. I didn't care about the quality of footage. But that's one of the lessons learned in this situation, is I wish I would have had some secret cameras, because there was a lot of supervisors and EPA I talked to that actually said that, you know, there was a cover-up, and later on they denied it. But we had 7 signatures from 7 different supervisors that all said that the areas were clean. And then I afterwards went back and forced them to clean it up. So 2 years later, they redug up these areas, and it costed $600 million. That's why I was getting death threats, because they didn't want me finding this oil that was covered up, because every time I did, that's another $50 million, another $10 million, another $20 million. And they were trying to stop that. So that's why I was getting hit over the head. And basically, they had the cops called on me 30 times, and they arrested me once, and I fought it. I went to court. I wanted to go in front of a jury trial, and they actually never showed up to court. Now, I believe in all my heart, if I would have had a better attorney, that I should have got at least 10% of the re-cleanup. We're talking about after the document said it was cleaned, they went back and re-cleaned it up. And I'm okay with that. I mean, yeah, it could have been, you know, $60 million if you go by a whistleblower lawsuit where you get 10% of whatever the fines were or whatever. Even the fines was $62 million, so that would have been over $6 million I would have got. I'm not worried about the money. I mean, that'll come. You know, I got books coming out and stuff like that, and I'm happy, even if I never make a dime off this. I've literally spent $130,000 out of my own pocket to do this. I've donated 14,000 hours of my free time to do this. Never even had a PayPal for the first 6 years I did this. I did it on my own. And I don't get very much. It's not a big deal to me, but I travel all over the country. I spent $44,000 out of my pocket in 2017 and 18 to travel to 20 states and give presentations. Like Montana, they call me up and say, hey, can you come out and give a presentation at Bad River, which is a native reservation out there, to fight a pipeline? And I show up. I never say no. I never say no to interviews. I never say no to radio shows or the news. I've been on at least 200 to 300 news stations all over the world. And, you know, my whole goal is to expose what's going on so I can hopefully save lives.
Okay, well, you know, you said something there that really resonates with me, especially my experience. With my TV show, Family Case Files, I hear this quite often. People with the biggest cases who have come to me and presented their evidence, and my legal team has looked over things, and it's like, yeah, this is tremendous. Next thing we know, the judge presiding over the case has retired. This is something I don't think people know. I don't think people know these things happen.
Well, I mean, I know exactly what happened. He was bought off. I can't prove it, so I try not to publicly say that. You know, I don't want his brain.
He got bought off.
he got bought off. I mean, you don't have a case evaluation with 3 attorneys saying you're going to win a jury trial, and then they drop the case, and then he retires. It doesn't happen like that. And obviously, it was fishy. I was heartbroken. My wife was heartbroken, because we literally were living on nothing for a long, long time, because I was doing this every day, all day long. I mean, I have 1,000 YouTube videos, and that's just part of them. I mean, like I said, when you have thousands of terabytes of footage.
I know where you're going with this, but we got to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Yep.
crown is mine. Yeah, the crown is mine. Yeah. The crown is mine.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000.
All right, all right, all right.
9,000.
That's right. The show is over 9,000. All right. Yeah. So we are back, and I want to pick right up where John was talking, because I can resonate with this as well. We have so much evidence against the NSA, Facebook, with several different online entities who have done their best to hack and drop us off the face of the earth. They've attacked us, not just on our computers, but financially, socially, politically, and legally. I'm talking court stuff that's happening or not happening in our case, which should be going through. Things not going through. People are being called and they're like, huh? Who are you? We don't know about this. Let's investigate. Oh, yes, you. A month later, We're calling in to see how this is going. What? Huh? Who are you? Let's investigate. And it repeats itself over and over again, trying to pretend like we don't exist here at My Media. Okay, they're doing their best, but we record every phone call. We screen record all the hacking, and this is I can understand the whole evidence collection thing, and these people are getting scared. They're terrified because they know the stuff is going to blow up in their faces. People, when I say counter-surveillance, we need to be a counter-surveillance society. These scumbags and every corporation agency need to be held to the fire. They need to be put to the flame. Okay? Oh boy.
And now a major problem, that's like the theme that we address on this show the most is, you know, it's really unfortunate that, you know, people think, oh, Obama's going to come in, he's going to save the day, yay. And then people pick one side of, oh, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, oh, Trump's going to come in, he's going to save the day, yay. And people don't realize the CIA's been there since the day, and these black ops, they're not accountable to anybody. People don't know what's going on in the NSA. There's no accountability. Same thing with the Federal Reserve. And I'm guessing from our guest that he's probably found out that the EPA is a revolving door with some of these big oil people, and big oil's been corrupt since the days of Rockefeller. And until we start really, and the problem is we haven't got to critical mass yet where people have understood what's really going on in this country. And until we get to critical mass, people are going to be like, oh, Orange Man bad, oh, Obama bad. We really, that's the main problem right now, I think, is we have to find different and new ways. And that's why I'm very glad that our guest is saying he'll take any and any interview to spread this information and put it up free online. Because it's really crazy. Because unless we get to this critical mass, we're never going to get anywhere. And I would also just ask, too, because I guess, you know, this is a short little segment here, but I am probably the world's biggest critic of Hollywood. But why didn't you maybe go along with these Hollywood types? Do you think they were maybe trying to co-opt it? Or why didn't you say, hey, you know what, just for some of the exposure, I'll go with you, too. What's your take on that?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was going to say, trust me, I don't like these Hollywood types. I mean, I hate Hollywood. I don't think, I mean, Hollywood's full of pedophiles and immoral behavior and all this terrible stuff. But you did mention how there were some Hollywood types that were trying to approach you for a documentary. I'm just playing the devil's advocate here. Why didn't you maybe say, yeah, I'll do this and put in a couple things just to get some more exposure?
Thank you. I lost you guys for a minute. I swear they messed with my feed, so I apologize.
Yes, they dropped me out too. That's the first time this happened.
Yeah, I saw that. All four dropped out, and then we came back in.
Yeah.
They jacked me up last night. That's why I was waking them.
Yeah, it happens to me a lot. So, hey, no, that's a good thing. I mean, I remember when I was in D.C., I had a guy walk up to me because I was giving a big speech in front of tens of thousands of people. And he walked up, looked pretty nice, dressed up, you know. And he said, hey, John, I just want you to know you'll never know who I am. But there's very big, powerful people having very big meetings about you. And he walked away. And I actually, you know, I didn't know. Should I be scared? Was that a threat? Is he intimidating me? I took it that was a compliment.
Now, I've been warned twice this week about using language, so I won't use it, but slap that D, okay? You reach over and you slap him, and slap him in his right ear, in here forever, okay?
Yeah, that's a good one. So, back to the Hollywood. Ed Begley Jr., Norman Lear, Jane Fonda, Ted Danson, Brad Garrett, some of these I have from Twisted Sisters, the singer. His son Cody Snyder, he wants to do something. I have a 2-time Emmy Award winner, Amar, that I believe is a really good guy. So there is some good people that we're getting some background noise, everybody.
No, that's going to commercial break. So okay. This is our split segment. When we come back, we'll go for the long haul, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Be minding my business and leave me yours alone. We talking about me. Your job is over the camera. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yes. So we are back from commercial break. We still have the whistleblower, big oil whistleblower, John Bolenbaugh. Now,
yeah, you, go ahead.
I want to say you have not mentioned your websites yet, YouTube channels and all that stuff. I know people just want to look you up right now. Where can they find you online?
You can go to bigoilwhistleblower.com. Or you can go to helpa.org, and that is help, P-A. It's two P's, H-E-L-P-P-A.org. They both go to the same spot. Or you can type in an oil company's name, Exxon Lies, BP Lies, Enbridge Lies, Kinder Morgan Lies, TransCanada Lies. I pretty much own all the domains for oil companies with lies on the end of it. Cost me a fortune. And reason why I do that is because I want to educate people. If there's an oil spill in someone's hometown, I want them to know some of the things that's going to happen. God, in our hometown, they were given air purifiers to these homeowners that are breathing in these poisonous chemicals. And the document said, here, sign off that you got this. At the bottom, it had a disclaimer saying that you're signing off all your rights to sue if you get sick. I mean, I can't even believe they got away with that. They did get caught later on, and Congress caught them, and they actually supposedly had to redo all those contracts. But how many people by then were already dead, or they didn't know about it? No one ever told them about it. They'll get away with anything they can. That's why I travel around the country, and whenever there's a major oil spill, when I have some extra cash, and I document these areas. So yeah, HELPA.org stands for Honor Environment, Love People, Protect All. And I kind of thought of that 4 years before I became a whistleblower. I don't know why, but I truly believe God's helping me in this situation, because I should have been dead a long time ago. And I made all my videos free from day one on purpose, because I was trying to protect my life. And now that I have three little girls, I'm more scared than ever. I used to be pretty tough. I wrestled 17 years. I was ruthless. I didn't care if they killed me. But, you know, when you have kids, it changes your outlook, changes your life. And so now I'm trying to be as public as possible so I can protect my kids. Even the local sheriff said, don't stop what you're doing, because the day you stop, they'll murder you. You need to stay as public as possible, so that way if something happens to you, it makes you look like a martyr. And, you know, everybody's thinking about it at the time, so it'll actually hurt them in the long run. So that's why I've gave my footage to six documentary crews for free. They got it there. Some of them have used a little bit of it. And some of it's just waiting until the day I get murdered. Hopefully that doesn't happen. I do have 24 camera circle in my house, and just bought some guard dogs, and I
and
bought
just
10.
Just to be clear, you're not suicidal, and you're in pretty good health, no. Correct?
Yeah, well, I mean, besides my kidney a little bit, then messed up from being in these chemicals and walking through the oil for a few years. Besides that, and I went to the VA, and everything's fine. But you're 100% right. I will never, ever commit suicide. There's no logical reason for that. I have everything going for me. I have documentaries coming out. They're talking about possibly a movie in the future, like Aaron Brockovich, you know, the books. My kids growing up, I mean, they're everything to me. So, of course, I would never commit suicide under any circumstance.
Well, I also want to say that what you said is perfect. When people ask me for my advice, I tell them exactly everything that you have said. In order to protect yourself, no, you don't cower. You don't decline radio, TV interviews. You don't send information off anonymously. My email is filled with anonymous stuff. Oh, you should talk about this. You should talk about that. Here's some whistleblower information. If there's not a name on this information and a way for me to track you, you're wasting your time.
Right. And
all the disinformation agents out there, let's not forget that aspect of it. These feds try to do their best to control the flow of information and seed the seats everywhere they can. So, I mean, what you said is perfect. Keep on getting out there with the information. The more vocal you are, the better your chances of survival are. Because you are a targeted individual. And you have to protect your life. Like
yeah.
I said.
And, well, just recently I kind of got scared a little bit. Now, I normally didn't care if I got followed. I mean, reporters that have been with me when I was showing them the oil spill cover-up, they've proved that I was being followed. They would say, hey, that red truck's been following us. I'm like, I don't care. I don't even care if you work for Enbridge. It doesn't matter to me. I'm telling the truth. And so they would do an investigation and find out that these guys work for oil companies and they were following us all day. I also have emails that police officers befriended me trying to pretend like, you know, they were an activist, like, Hey, John, where's the next action going to be? Where are we going to go next? What's going on? You know, can I help you? And they turned out to be cops. I mean, we even have emails where the police officers were listening to our attorney-client privileged information, and this was in emails. And so, you know, that this is what they do. When I was out to Standing Rock, a guy walked up to me. He said he was a producer. He said he wanted to help. I let him follow me around because I didn't have a cameraman, so I figured, well, what the heck? So for 6 weeks, he became my best friend. Well, I got this free documentary I put up, and I had a hard drive come up missing in Standing Rock. Thank God I had all the original SD cards. Well, I had 90 different movie theaters and libraries and town halls and everything that were playing my documentary all on the same day. Well, he had it taken off YouTube a couple days before this, so they couldn't use it. And I was like, how in the hell did he do that? Well, he had some of the raw footage from this stolen hard drive, and he said it was his footage. So I had to get an attorney, prove it was mine. We put a new video back up, made it for, you know, this 90 facility event. And come to find out, this guy, his name's Rod Weber. I used to love the guy, man. He was a good guy. And he turned out to work for oil companies from my investigation. He's really good friends with Jeb Bush. Tried to help Jeb Bush get elected. He was on stage with him 14 different times. Jeb Bush is holding his hand saying he's a brother from another mother. Well, it makes sense. Big oil, one of the biggest families in the world is the Bush family. And so it makes sense now, you know. And so I'm just trying to live a good life and be the best guy I can and keep – I'm not quitting. I'm going to keep doing this till the day I die, and I'm pretty good at it. You know, I just went to Iowa when they had that spill, and they set up roadblocks. The night before, I actually went to several of the homes right next to the oil spill, 100 feet away. These people with their kids and grandkids are in these homes breathing in this toxic chemical. And I actually, the next morning, came back, and they hired 6 cops to keep me a mile away from the oil spill. And so I pulled out a drone, which they didn't know I had, and I said, well, I'm going to fly my drone. And they said, no, you're not. And I said, well, watch me. And they threatened, you know, they had 4 cops surrounding me, and I was nervous, but I stood my ground. I put my drone up. They knew that if anything happened, it was going to be on live video. And thank God for live video nowadays, or I probably would have been beat up. But I got that drone up, and I got a lot of footage. And even the cop to my face told me that he was paid by oil companies to keep the press away. And they wanted to move the roadblocks an extra mile away so I couldn't get my drone close enough. And even though the homeowners are living 100 feet from this spill. And so I have a lot of, you know, I'm qualified. I have my PPE. I have my qualifications. I can go to these oil spills with my press pass, and they can arrest me, and I'll win a lawsuit against them because they have no, they can't keep me out. They can say that it's unsafe, but you can't have homeowners right there if it's that unsafe. And so my whole goal is to get arrested, but I want to do it in a way that is common sense, where a jury is going to see my footage. Where I'm gonna win. I don't want to go lock myself to a piece of equipment and get a felony for it, and then spend 5 years in prison away from my kids, and I didn't accomplish anything because I can do a lot more while I'm out here. So you have to pick your battles, and you have to be smarter than them, and you have to think about the future a lot more than normal, because it's like a chess match. And so far, I've been doing pretty good at it. Costed probably big oil at least $10 billion. There was a pipeline up in Canada they were going to put in, $7 billion project, and they used my footage to stop it, to get an environmental impact statement. And so right there's a $7 billion project that they didn't get. Right now there's a 20 million a day pipeline going through the Great Lakes, Line 5, and we're trying to shut it down because it's 65 years old. It's going to bust. It's already bent and bowed, and when it does bust, it's going to ruin 21% of the world's fresh water, you know. So they're using my footage for that. They've been using my footage for the largest aquifer in the United States, the XL pipeline, People didn't know this until I told them, but China owns the majority of the TransCanada pipeline, of TransCanada. And the goal is for them to suck water out. It's not the oil they want, because I worked on a pipeline where there's already an easement called the Keystone One. They could actually put the pipeline through there. They don't need to go through the largest aquifer in the United States. They want to do it so they can suck the water out, because they'll legally own a part of it. And China knows that water's worth more than oil in the future. So that's their goal. And so I'm just trying to tell the truth about a lot of what's going on. I'm an advocate for telling people about the vaccine situations and chemtrails and 9/11. Big Pharma, all the bees dying, because I actually learned this recently. They're killing all the bees because they're making modified bees that will only pollinate MGO seeds. So that way they can run the entire world, because they control the food supply. Only their bees will, you have to buy their seeds or else the bees won't pollinate, because all the other bees will be dead. And so this is big. This is real big.
Well, not only that, these bees have to withstand certain frequencies that, let's just say if there's a kill button for different life on Earth, you know, with all these cell towers and whatnot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Certain animals will continue to thrive, especially the ones that are very important to the food supply that they want to control. Oh, yeah. I've been doing all kinds of research like that. Yeah. I've connected so much stuff just to the technology. And I understand this whole thing about wanting to be arrested for the right reasons and whatnot. I know once I had first started my radio show, well, before I started my radio show, I was having harassment by police and whatnot. But afterwards, you know, I get pulled over. Like, okay, today's day I'm going to jail. My license is suspended. And it's like, okay, they look at me. Your headlights out. Your tags are done. Your license is suspended. Because I had just bought this vehicle and I was moving it, obviously, to my new place of residence to work on it and other things. So, okay, I'm going to jail. And I told them who I was, handed them my ID. They didn't bother to take my ID back to the car, run them, anything. The two cops looked at each other and shook their heads. You have a good day. Handed me my ID back. Let me go.
Well, just
don't want me talking to other people. They have done their best to isolate me. They don't even want me in a pod of people and talk to them, educate them. That's how threatening I was to them.
Well, I have a whole new set of circumstances right now. So I had a guy recently do a national story on me, because in 2013, Rashida from the squad, she actually came to one of my events for Petroleum Coke, trying to stop it on the Detroit River. And I was the first person ever to protest this. And I told her, she asked me all these questions. I told her how toxic it was. I told her everything. Well, all of a sudden, I find this out later on, because she told me that her goal, because I said one of my best friends is Muslim. And she said, well, I'm actually running for office so we can get lots of Muslims to switch everything over to Sharia law. She said it a little different, but that was a whole meaning. And I didn't know what Sharia law was back in the day. I had no clue. And all of a sudden, I start educating myself on what's really going on, and I see all these Muslim politicians that are talking about how they want to switch things over. Or they're not even politicians yet. They're running, or they're at a conference for Muslims. And again, I love everybody, but Sharia law is just bad. I mean, it's super bad, and we cannot have that in our country. And so they just did a huge story. Well, the whole point is, I'm driving. Guy starts taking pictures of me from his junky white truck, and so I go down to the stoplight. He gets behind me. He goes really slow because it's a red light. And then I go through and I take a right real quick. Well, he goes straight because he knows I caught on to him. And then I get behind him and he tries to lose me. He stops. I turn around. I go sit somewhere. He goes sit somewhere. He's sitting there for probably 5 minutes. Finally, I made a few videos of all this stuff. I drove over to his vehicle. He started to try to take off, and he had all this camera equipment in the front of his windshield, like big time, like thousands of dollars worth of camera equipment. And I said, listen, I know you're following me. I know you're taking pictures. He pointed at his camera on his dash cam. And I said, no, you have a camera. You took pictures of me. And then he said, yeah, I got a camera. And so I said, well, you know, just, I know you're doing it and stop. I just wanted to get to his face so I could get him on video. I can't change anything. I'm not going to beat the guy up because then I'm going to go to prison for whatever. He's probably FBI, CIA. I don't know who he is, but maybe it's DNC. Maybe Rashida hired a private investigator trying to dig up dirt on me. I don't know. But I'm a little nervous right now. I'm right in the process of making a video about Rashida and how she lied to everybody. And I don't know. I don't know what your opinion is on Sharia law, but what I've learned recently, that's a pretty bad deal. Are you still there?
I've got an opinion on Sharia law.
I was waiting on you.
Well, first of all, John, I'd like to say thank you for your service in the Navy. I am the father of Master Chief Wilbur Witt, and you probably know of him. But so we're family. But Sharia law, okay, that's real simple. That's where they overrule the Constitution, and they're going to beat your daughter to death and stone her for showing her ankles. I am totally against Sharia law. It's totally illegal. It's unconstitutional. And I don't know how anybody with a straight face can say anything about that nonsense. I'm just beyond myself. And we in Texas stand completely against that. Thank you again for your service, John.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm just trying to, like, I didn't even know what it was when she told me that. This was, you know, 7 years ago almost. And I had no clue. But man, now that I've seen a husband and wife get married and the Muslim husband lifts the veil up and smacks his wife in the face and everybody starts clapping like that's what's supposed to happen. And I'm like, this is not going to happen in my country. It's not going to happen to my daughters. And the thing is, they don't care if it takes 100 years. Their goal is to infiltrate and switch the entire world to Muslim Sharia law. And they want to kill everybody. Now, I'm not saying all Muslims want to kill everybody, but the premise of what their religion is that they run the whole world and nobody else is allowed to be alive. I mean, basically, they got to take us out. We're infidels. And so I'm fighting this new battle that I had no idea I was ever going to be doing. And also, I'm a Trump supporter. I've lost so many friends because I support Trump. And
I was going to say, do we need to end this interview right now? No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I like...
We know where you live. We know where you live.
Hey, listen, I used to like Bernie a lot. I would have voted for Bernie, but Hillary was just... And Bill Clinton gave me my Bronze Star in the Navy. I used to love Bill. I didn't care if he got a BJ. That didn't matter to me. But I'm telling you, after I learned about those guys... literally, there's, I think, 12 to 16 bodyguards that are dead that's worked with them before. There's over 50 people that are dead that's had issues financially with them before. That just doesn't happen, you know? And so, I mean, you take a hammer to 13 phones and there's so many dozens and dozens of reasons why Hillary was bad news. And
well, John, you're all over the place. And
I am.
This is what makes you a great whistleblower. You're an asset to the world. I don't think people understand. People can really know what a model citizen is. John, you are a shining example.
Thank you.
You're a national treasure. Really?
Well, I hope so. I'm a little hurt. I mean, this kid, and I'm proud of this kid that just helped clean up Baltimore a little bit. He got 170 people. He sent out a tweet. All these people showed up, and they helped clean things up. I'm super proud of this kid. He's doing awesome. But he just got invited to the White House, and that's all he's done. Me, I'm literally risking my life. I've been doing this 10 years. I've had dozens of death threats and attempts on my life. My kids are, you know, in danger. My life, I mean, I have poisoned my body walking through oil just to expose what's going on. And I'm fighting some of the biggest companies in the entire world. And I'm a little jealous that this kid gets to go to the White House and I don't, after I helped Trump get elected in Michigan.
Well, you know what? That's just because they're watering down the importance of it. Okay, listen, this is the psychological play here. This kid, you say he's a kid. I don't know how old he is, but if this
25.
Kid, okay, so this little millennial, this little, he went and did something and made a statement. Hey, everybody, look at this. If this millennial could do it, it's probably not a big deal. So I think it's being watered down and made to look not important. So that's how I see it.
Right. Well, hopefully, for my kid's sake, I really want, and my wife, I'm not even allowed to talk about oil anymore. Like, if I start talking about oil in the house, no, shut up. She don't even want to hear it anymore.
I understand.
Sometimes these radio shows help me vent a little bit and help me talk, because in the home life, I have to keep everything separate now, and I don't want to always do that. I want my kids to be proud of their daddy.
Absolutely. I can sympathize with everything you just said. The same thing with me. Target individual. Can you go one day without a targeted individual? When these people they're targeting, give it a rest, I'll give it a rest too. So that's the way I see it. I want to thank you for coming on to the show. People, show your support. Okay? I know I have the smartest audience yet being here on the Republic Broadcast Network. Okay? Guys, this is something that needs our attention. We need your support, too. And if you're listening, you have contacts to legal this, legal that, organizations that you think might help us, things like that, because we're going to go on a warpath. There's too many people that need to be sued, too many organizations that need to put their feet to the fire.
Yeah, before we end, why don't you give out your information for people to get in contact with you and the guests, too? So, like you said, it's very important that we build a network with these people. So anybody that can help our guest or V, if you two could both give out your contacts again quickly, because we're coming up on the end.
All right. So helppa.org, H-E-L-P-P-A, helppa.org, or just type in oil spill in Michigan. I love all of you. Thank you for having me on. If anybody wants to get a solar system, I can get it put on and make some money, and it'll help me do what I do. God bless you.
We can do that. We can do that for a whole other show. But you guys know how to reach me. So catch you tomorrow, guys. Thanks, everybody.
I love all of you guys. Thank you.
All right.
So, have you heard of heavy metals? I'm not talking about the heavy metals in the junkyard. I'm talking about the heavy metals that build up in your body. Heavy metals in your body can make you feel sluggish, fatigued, and just plain off. Why not try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com? Cleansing your body and making you feel great. No, not cleansing the outside of your body, but cleansing the inside of your body of intruders that sneak their way into you and set up an intruder camp. Life Change Tea helps remove unwanted intruder camps. Brew it, steep it, and drink in the results. Tastes great so you can create a new health habit. Our tea loves to help people. It just needs the chance. So order yours today by logging on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Our Life Change Super Strength Tea is waiting. This could be a beautiful relationship. Take charge of your health. Order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.